Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ the Life message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best, and the Lord Jesus answered for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you who don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, we thank God for you. Those of you listening here in the United States and those of you listening here and to us in Canada, Uganda, South Korea, Japan, we want to welcome you all. And every country that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. And here in the United States, Central Standard Time, it is 7 p.m. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know what that means. On this Monday, the angel messenger speaks today, headed off by our brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on, once again, I just want to take this opportunity to thank God for all you've been listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to say to all you that's listening, prepare, prepare, prepare. You know, the more we prepare in Christ, the greater we can come through any trial that come our way. Any trial, any threat, any, you know, you what have you. The greater we are rooted in Christ. The greater we get prepared in him, in his word, and through prayer, and walking out what he has said, the greater we will come through whatever we face. And people, we as believers, the time is now to get prepared. The time is now to get prepared. Hallelujah. The time is now to get prepared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's now, people. The time is now. Some of you are waiting for something great to come your way, you know, but there's going to be a shaking, okay? And I pray that you will be founded on the Lord, that shaking won't shake you. Amen? Now I want to pass my brother over here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, brother. Jesus Christ is Lord. How are you guys doing?
Amen.
In that area?
Bless, brother. We're looking at 43 degrees, which I know that to y'all, you guys, is probably 80. But it's 43 degrees here. And we are...
But that's okay for y'all. For us, it's up here in the north and y'all down there. Well, a salute to everybody and greet everybody, wherever you are. This is Brother Lee. From the Winning City, Chicago, and we are the people of the Midnight Cry, the Last Call, the Elijah Mantle and Revelation Truth, the Last Messenger. So I just desire you, I'd like to pray for the people that lost recently a loved one, a sister. She once was a sister, Marilyn Bernstein. And the oldest daughter of one of beloved family member in Christ, sister, brother Johnny Crockett, the daughter to brother Johnny Crockett, elder Johnny Crockett, and sister Mary. And also for our dear beloved, my dear friend and sister in Christ in the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, my friend for many years, and sister Olda Dawn Thompson and her husband, Apostle Donald Thompson, lost their son. So the Lord might shine his grace and comfort and consolation and lift them and through their tears and sorrows and their grief, stand with them.
Amen.
We reach out to them, and may the grace of God comfort them and give them hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody around the horn where we are listening, we are on this broadcast not to get famous or recognition as such or to get money, just to be heard or sound. But we are on this radio by commission and command of the living Christ. And so we let you know that we are not here to exalt ourselves, but exalt Jesus Christ in the gospel. And to let you know that that Jesus Christ has something good for your life and the best gift that he has preserved for everyone that come to him. Through his death on the cross and his resurrection, he has made a way for you to be a part of his, what we call, the family of Christ, the body of Christ, in union with Christ, sons and daughters, by faith. So wherever you are, in whatever place or nation you are, we recommend Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy One of Israel, Jesus the Christ. We recommend him for every person. Okay, this is Man-Made Tonight, the women especially, and to the women around the world, and everyone that has ears to listen, and the mothers and wives and helpers of people around the world. Thank God for our brother Nathaniel Hunt.
Amen.
We can hear him daily. And it would be good to, as we express this about our brother Nathaniel Hunt, who's the moderator of this hour that we have, he's constantly reaching out the gospel and making known the hope that only through the gospel is being restored, redemption, reconciliation, justification, and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we refer to him in our English language.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Lord is concerned about all people in every nation, no matter what you are, what sin you are, or what darkness, or what impossible situation in your life. The Lord Jesus sees and is concerned about your special need.
Amen.
So today we was going to start out, I'm going to speak or share with you. I'm not so much going to share. I'm just going to, we're going to capitulate and just talk about some things. It's not so much a sermon or anything like that. It's just that we're having a godly conversation of sharing. The angel messenger that most people around the nation has not heard about, spoken in scripture called the Elias or the Elijah or that prophet, has been bringing messages and visitations for quite a while, and it hasn't gotten to many people yet, but it will. Fulfillment of scripture. Now, in message, the angel verifies something in the Bible that's very important to clarify confusion. He says to the Church of Christ, and in particular with Elijah Man, he says, in the angel vivid in Brother Drage in message 90, verse 25, he encouraged us in particular to let the women do all they can. Now, he's repeated this several times about allowing the women, and I think a lot of times it don't mean that they're going to be ordained to be apostle or doctor, be a pastor, to be available to do things for God. That most people have the idea that in order to work for God, you got to be an apostle, ordained apostle. You got to be ordained a bishop, a pastor. And so they're locked into these priesthood ministry because they're thinking that's the only part of Christ's plan, the role that he's chosen, the fivefold ordained priesthood ministry call apostles or pastors or bishops or whatever. But you don't have to be. This is where people miss the mark. They think everyone that declares, proclaim, testify, or release a gift to somebody has to be an ordained minister. And I want to say that's not quite correct. The Lord can, Jesus has delivered gifts to people for them to deliver to a person in their need. So I want to share that the Lord Jesus, who is the creator, maker, and redeemer, is concerned about the welfare of people and their needs presently, and most of all, preparation for eternity. So the important part about the gospel of revealing God's love is to meet a need. And he will use whatever person or individual that he chooses to meet that need.
Yeah.
Now, this is important for us to understand that God, Jesus, is concerned about meeting that need. Whoever is available, qualified, he will use them, whether it's male, female, child, black, white, red, rich, or poor. He will use them. This is why people think that God can't do this, he can't use this, he can't do that. He has to stay within the perimeter of what we call protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to say this because I've been going back to my research about the body of Christ, its gifts and its use and its people, because the Lord gave us a perfect structure of the human body. It has many facets and it has different organs, and each organ is set in its place to fulfill a certain function. Your liver is there, your kidneys is there, or your ovary or your spleen or whatever, your lungs are there. And then now, notice that the lungs is not to fight against the kidney or the liver. It has its own direct design purpose.
Amen.
It was designed for its purpose, working together with the head. Now, God gave the head for its direction, instruction, but it is designed, every part of the human body. Now, in the spiritual body, when the spiritual body, called the redeemed body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, it said he placed in the body, in particular, the members, everyone, with a special design purpose. Everyone that's born again, blood-washed, redeemed Christian has a particular design purpose. No, you don't have to be, pastor, ordained, apostle, bishop, No. Those are leadership roles, of course, that are needed. But that's not the entire part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
There are other gifts, talents, ability, anointing that Lord has designed. Everybody in the body is to deliver a gift, is to deliver to meet a need, sometimes spiritually, it's naturally, in any area. And when the kidney does not function like it should, or the kidney is not functioning, that throws off the body, because God has a particular function for each organ in the body.
Amen.
When the body is not, working in its tune, something is out of order, is not doing its job, then that leaves a strain on the body, because some part of the body is not functioning in its place. And so somebody got to make up for that. So
Amen.
When the messenger says, the angel said, let the women, he repeated this several times. So whenever God repeats something, more than three or four times, he want you to take careful attention to it.
Amen.
He doesn't repeat stuff just to be repeating it. It's because we have not understood it yet. As we always allow and permit.
Yeah.
Train and teach. So every part of the body can function as it should.
Yeah.
And allow And let the women, let the gift that's in them, or what they're called, permit them, allow them to function, that the body may be complete, and a need may be met, and the need may be met.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The need.
Amen.
To meet, to be met. Now,
amen.
It doesn't mean that the foot has to jump over and want to be the head. Stay in your place, foot. I'm the head,
amen.
And that's my function. The eyes, you know, we don't have to get up. We don't have to be against one another, or jealous over one another. You know, many times people are jealous of one another's gift and one another's look. You know, human beings in the fall, we're jealous because that person looks so nice. Oh, they got hair. Oh, their eyes or their legs or something about physically. And then they have a gift. Oh, she can sing. She has a whole personality. Like, you have a precious gift, too. You don't have to envy anybody. But God has given you his precious.
Amen.
And this is why people get so jealous. Because they don't have the same gift as somebody else has. Well, Jesus said, he told us in the scripture what we are to desire. He said, desire spiritual gift, but most of all, desire to reveal the love of Christ, which is the chief thing.
Amen.
I was looking, Deborah in the Old Testament, in a Hebrew culture, and you have to understand the Hebrew culture at that time in the Old Testament, which was there were women were not permitted, allowed to do certain things in the normal protocol of things. But it's strange that Deborah was a judge. She was a woman, female, and the Lord chose her or used her as a judge and a prophet. And they had plenty of men now in the area. And I said, why you do that, Lord? Why do you just pick a man, whether he's just anyone? But he chose Deborah. And it says, can you figure out, God? Now, you can govern yourself by the rules of the scripture, but can you really figure out, God, why he would meet a need and put a woman to sit there, and she was a prophet and a judge, and all Israel came to her.
Amen.
Hold on. Now, that's out of order now, Lord. You can't do that. Now, you know you can't do that, Lord, because you got plenty of men. You got all these hundreds of thousands of men. You can't do that. You're out of order. The Lord said, I will meet the need, and no man can judge me and tell me that I'm not wise. Because when I created the heavens and the earth, I didn't ask your opinion.
Amen.
When I set the stars and the moons in orbit, I didn't come to you and ask you your opinion.
Amen.
I'm the creator. I'm the maker. I'm sovereign. I'm all wise. If I choose to use Deborah to be a church and all Israel had to come to her for counsel, then I do it. That's my wisdom. We'll be glad enough. Now, I wonder about things that you see in the scripture, and Jesus had many women with him in his ministry laboring with him. People don't understand that. Apostle Paul probably had more women with him in the ministry than any of the apostles.
Amen.
We recognize Paul was the one that opened the door where you see the husband and wife ministering together, Aquila, Priscilla. The other apostles hadn't come to that yet because they were still, real Hebrew, Peter and the rest of them. But Paul, who was called to minister to the Gentiles, went a step further because he received further light on certain things.
Amen.
Let the women do all they can. No, you can't run over your husband. No, that don't mean that.
You
can't bash your husband and talk back to him, tell him what I ain't going to do. No, that's not what God just said. Didn't say that now.
Amen.
But this presents a problem in the Gentile world, particularly when their husband is a deacon and some churches have a woman that is their pastor. I wonder who gives the order in the church and who gives orders in the home.
Uh-huh.
It's always heresy. The man is the head of the home, the wife. And
yeah.
He says, well, you can't go to church. I'm the head of the house, so you can't go. I know you're the pastor of the church, but you can't leave here because I'm saying you have to stay. Take my knee. But I'm just kidding. All right, let's go on.
It's so true. So true anyway.
Do you not know that you don't have to be speaking on this family to be an apostle or a bishop or pastor or a dean in that role? And can be used of the Lord in what gift or ability that he chooses to use you in.
Amen.
When God is using a person, it's not going to really conflict with most situations. Traditional churches may not see it because they narrow and they don't believe that God is the same yesterday, today. But listen, women's have been used in leadership roles in all of the history of the Christian church.
Amen.
Now, what you mean by leadership? See, people only see leadership as the people that is the head who call ordained ministers. That's the only leadership they think of. But you can have a leadership role and be led to initiate the work of God in certain areas without being in these ordained offices.
Amen.
I was looking at the Pentecostal movement, and I began to look in the 18th and 19th century, and every great move of God the women played a major leadership role. Now, you get this now. I'm looking at the history here. I'm checking this out. I didn't go all the way back to the first century, second, but I come to our time, 1819, that women in the Pentecostal holiness movement, especially, and more, had an important role, an extremely important role now. Now that means some people don't like it. One of the women in that day, they were very extreme in the 1819. Most churches, phenomenal churches, did not believe that women could be used to preach, of course. And there was a very, very thing during the 1819, a woman's kind of allowed to preach. Now, I'm not going to deal with that in particular right now. I'm going to express a little later about that role. So this particular woman who was used worldwide to bring thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to Christ, and many was healed in miracle. Her name was Mariah Woodworth Etta. In the late 1990s and the early 1920s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, he did not go for her preaching or proclaiming the gospel, so he went his way. So I'm not going to get into that right now. But that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Who was initiated of it? Well, anyway. Another great woman, Amy Semple Mayfield. During the charismatic movement from 1819 and holiness movement down to the charismatic movement, down to the 20th century, women in particular played a extremely important leadership role in every movement. The Azusa Street Bible, you need to go study the Azusa Street Bible, in particular in 1906 in LA, and you will see how the Holy Spirit uses everyone, particular in that move. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You will learn a lot. And that some of the great women's that were used in the 1900s and after the Azusa, Florence Crawford, Maria Brown Burgess, Amy Semple McPherson, Mariah Etta Harriet Judd Montgomery. And that was a particular black woman who was named Lucy Smith. And Elizabeth Mitchell was used mighty in the healing and evangelist movement. And another one named Lucy Drew, who went around all places. Now today, in this 21st century, in the 20th and 21st century, in the underground church, I repeat again, that's going on now, where thousands of people are coming to Christ in the underground church in China, our brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit didn't ask your permission. He was bringing them to Christ.
Yeah.
Rather than knock on the traditional churches, do you think I should use, who can I use to bring people to meet a need? In the underground church in China, the men are easily spotted by the communists, and they're put in jail because they'll spot them evangelizing people. So what they did in the underground church in China, they said, in order to solve this problem and meet a need, we're going to send the two women out so they won't notice them.
Uh-huh.
So to meet the need, I said meet the need. God is talking about meet the need. You can't stop it.
Amen.
So he uses two women to go out to each village to lead them to Christ and give them to God. Now, you may not like that, but God is not interested in your opinion.
Amen.
He's not interested in your opinion.
Amen.
He's not interested in our opinion, even though he loves us. He's not interested in your opinion. He wants you to say yes. Now, the work of the Lord depends on every part of the body functioning properly in its place in order.
Uh-huh. Amen.
When he says, in the calling, I often think about certain things. Why, and I preach this again, why was the woman was the first person? Now, I'm not going to go too extreme on this. I'm just going to wonder.
Uh-huh.
When Mary was the first one at the tomb of Jesus, was her name, who's the woman that's first at the tomb?
Mary Magdalena.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be John Fox or somebody else, or Peter, or James, or John, or one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Why did God choose her, or she was led to be the first one to come to the sepulchre and the first one to see Jesus after his resurrection?
Mm-hmm.
First one. Then she delivered the first resurrection message. Listen to that.
Uh-huh.
She was commanded by Jesus to deliver the first resurrection message. Go tell my disciples.
Yeah.
Now, that don't mean she was ordained to be apostle or prophet. He didn't say no such a thing.
Amen.
He didn't say, now you're apostle, now you're a bishop, now you're a pastor. He didn't say no sort of thing.
No.
So don't jump. They're gone. People want to jump. He said, Mary, go tell my disciples.
Uh-huh.
She was delivering a message. She was delivering a resurrection message.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Amen. Amen.
To all of these men in the Hebrew culture, which you're not allowed to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Enough of that. The history of God using everybody in their proper order. Seek to be where God wants you to be. Let the Holy Spirit don't quench what God wants to do in your life. Just make sure you're on sound grounds and authority and proper witness.
Amen.
All right, then, beloved. I ain't going to take all your time tonight. I'm going to let y'all see. I'm being nice and good tonight. You got 30 minutes, yes, sister. So go give me a pat, give me a half, give me a clap. See, I didn't take all your time this time. See, now y'all can take me, give me a cool drink of water because I want the women of God, allow them what the Spirit of the living God has given them to meet the need wherever it may be. You can never tell, beloved, that you may be in a place as a representative of Christ. You got to remember that the whole body is a representative of Christ. This is what people don't want to their sons and daughters.
Amen.
You're not just church people.
Amen.
This is great.
Yeah.
The redeemed church is not church people. They are sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Christ,
amen.
The elect.
Mm-hmm.
The family of God. And so they have this personal relationship. The same with the man and the woman as concerning relationship and fellowship. The same.
Yeah.
Now, ministry, different things. But the gifts, everyone in the born-again Holy Ghost field can and does have a gift, a calling, a ministry, and a work in them as a new creation of God. It's in you whether you let it come out. Anyway, it's in you because certain situations, they won't allow you to minister certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Properly taught and structured, allowing God to use the gift to deliver a gift to meet the need wherever God chooses you to meet the need. All right, then, brother, handmaiden of the Lord around the world. I know the Lord is using many women and boys and girls to minister grace, redemption, and the gospel, healing, deliverance, casting out devils, having visitation from angels. Wow. You know, women can have visitation from God because they are sons. A woman can have never mind. They might think I'm going wild. But this is the time of the restoration of all things. So we got this is what it's called, the restoration of all things, because God will restore everything back.
Mm-hmm.
That's taken away by traditions of men.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Beloved, who's online tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Allison?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Stella.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank my God, Brother Anderson, allow you to be on tonight. Thank
amen.
My God.
Amen.
For Sister Helen, for her husband, allowing her to be on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get no hand clap for that. Goodness.
Well,
I didn't get a hand clap from that.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
amen.
The attitude I've met some church people and good, wonderful, saved people. Ain't no man going to tell me what to do.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, is Jesus a man? You going to allow him to tell you what to do?
My Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, then, go ahead, beloved.
Amen. Well, I thank and I praise the Lord. And Sister Stella, I will give you the time first, if you would like.
Okay, I will read a few verses in Saint John 15 chapter. Start at the first verse. And Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." This 15th chapter, St. John, the Lord was, Jesus was teaching his disciples about this mutual love between him and his children and his father. And he was saying that that he is the vine, and see, we are the branches, just like a tree is, you know, a tree and have branches, and so the branches get all that nourishment from the vine, and he was saying that if we abide in him, if we stay in him, and his word abide in us, he said we can ask what we will, and it shall be given to us. And he said that if we are like abide in him, and if we do not bring forth, fruit, he said then we'll be you know cut off from the vine, and we'll be cast off, and men were born us, we'll be born, we will not inherit eternal life with him because we have been cut off from him. And he was saying that his father is the husband. He is the one that take care of the vineyard and make sure everything is cleaned up and everything. And he was saying that in order for us to have more fruit, we got to go through a purging. Just like in our life when we have things in our life that don't supposed to be in our life. And seeing the Lord, he'll allow us to go through trials, and he'll allow us to go through tests, that we can be able to, get rid of those things that will stunt our growth, cause us not to grow in him. Even like a tree, like you have a tree, an apple tree, or you have like a plum tree, and sometimes that fruit will fall on the ground, and if it falls on the ground around the tree, it will start the growth of that tree, from bringing forth, like it's supposed to, and so the husband's job is to make sure it's cleansed, all that stuff is cleansed out, cleansed, and it can bring forth as it should, and so the Lord, he was just letting us know that if we stay in him, and abide in him, and his word abide in us, and he said we can ask what we will, and he said it shall be given to us.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
For the word. So true, so true. And I have learned a lot. I really have learned a lot. And even in the home, I've learned my place. I've learned a lot as to my place because, I'm pretty sure that we have all been through things. And where you was in a situation or you felt like you had to take control of a situation, but you do learn your place. And I thank and I praise the Lord for that. I praise the Lord. I was starting, kind of reading in Philippians, in the fourth chapter of Philippians, where it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, like sister was talking about. And it's just telling us that, we can pray, and the brother Austin talks about the Uzu Street revival. And it comes to my mind, and sometimes I see the brother even make posts regarding that revival. And, I pray, that the Lord, bring about that revival, bring a new revival in me. And then this Philippians in the sixth verse that said, be careful for nothing, but in everything let your request be known unto the Lord. The Lord is letting us know. All we have to do is put our request forth to him,
and then
we show our faith. Yes, I give him faith for it, showing our faith before this thing even happened, And
amen.
I'm thinking of remember, the brother was saying from the beginning of the live that, that we're just, talking and, discussing things. And I remember it's been probably more than 50 years ago now. That I'm telling you, I was praying. I'm telling you, I was really praying and getting the supplications unto the Lord. And The Lord has spoke some things to me, and one of the things that he spoke to me at that time, you know, that when Job was going through what he was going through, not once did he say, why me? You know, we have a habit, you know, when things happen to us, we want to know, well, why this happened to me? Why is this happening to me? And I talk sometimes, and I tell people about Joseph. Joseph didn't even see the end when his brothers was upset at him and sold him into Egypt. He didn't see the end of where the Lord was taking him, because a lot of times we didn't see the end of where the Lord is taking us. We would just kind of go through it with, you know, with ease. But the Lord don't show us, but he works with us all the time. And I remember where, you know, after the Lord had spoke that to me, you know, that had came to me, you know, about when Job was going through what he was going through, not once did he say, Lord, why me? And the Lord had showed me something. And when the Lord spoke these things and actually showed me in a vision these things, what the Lord showed me, it took it 10 years to come to pass. 10 years to come to pass. But I tell you, during those years, whatever came up, I did not say, Lord, why me? I did not say, Lord, why me? And tonight, I just want to say tonight, for anybody within earshot that is listening, you know, try Jesus Christ. Try him. Because God is not a God that he should lie. And also, he has given one of us a choice. If you hear me and if you're listening, try him. He has given you a choice. Because, you know, there are a lot of things out there that we try. A lot of people, you know, all these drugs that are so freely flowing out there, there are a lot of people just trying them to see what it's about. There's a lot of things that we're... So I'm saying tonight, try Jesus. Try him. He has given us all a free will. And I'm telling you, give your prayer and your supplication unto him. Wait on him, because I'm telling you, Jesus' time is not like our time. We give our requests to the Lord, and we want him to answer us right now. You know, that's not our time. And he would have even Joseph being sold by his brothers out into Egypt. If that had taken place four times.
Amen.
You know, in his word talks about it's time and a season. And I'm telling you, for God's word, and for this Elijah message, this message that is a messenger that is coming to bring this midnight cry and coming to bring this judgment message and coming to bring this last warning, the time has come. The time has come. That's a time and a season. And I'm telling you, the time has come. So I just want to say to the people out there that try him and see. Try him and see. And I'm going to tell you, he has given you a free will, and a lot of people have came and walked away. Walked away. But I'm telling you, if you're for real, you got your mind made up, your heart made up, and I'm telling you, when you try him and you ask him with the depth, from the depths of your heart, don't give up because you asked him today and you don't see any results tomorrow.
Amen.
Don't give up. You, God, that he should lie. Don't give up.
Amen.
You know, we can try the word. We can try him according to what his word says. I'm not talking about your word, but I'm talking about according to what his word says. Because I'm telling you, the power of prayer and the authority is given to the believer.
And
I'm telling you, all of these years, you know, through what the Lord had shown me, how he has dealt with me, and what, I'm not saying that I know all of this word. We have the Holy Bible. We have the record of the Nephi. We have the word of the, I'm not saying that I know it all, but I think and I praise the Lord that what when I'm really in this word and I'm in depth and giving it over to the Lord, he revealed things to me. And the brothers through how the Lord is blessing them to bring the word. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to me, and I learned from that. So we should serve the Lord God and he will bless. You know, the Lord said that if we serve the Lord God, that even our children won't want for bread. Don't you, don't you want to be there, you know, like standing in the gap for your children?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I praise the Lord. Excuse me. But I'm telling you, the Lord wants us, we as the believers, to stand in the gap for children.
Amen.
Stand in the gap for
Amen.
You know, amen. The Lord will work a work. The Lord will
Amen.
Tonight is for anybody.
Amen.
Try him. Just try him. And I think and I
Amen.
Praise the Lord that I did,
Amen.
That I tried. And he has not failed
yeah.
yet.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Rejoice in that sharing. And glad to hear that good word from you. I hope those around that are listening in all parts of the world are going to great and difficult testing things that may bring you to the realization. It may bring you to invitation, a testimony that you may hear.
Real.
And that whoever God gives the gift to deliver you, and whatever means he deliver you, and reveal to you, or whatever person he used, whatever means, he will get the gospel of hope, redemption, and a remedy for sin and for the darkness. Whoever way he chooses, he will deliver that gift of hope to you. And he has the person, the events, and what country are you in, communist, Islam, Hindu, tyranny, he has a way to reach you. But you right there, immediately, by whatever means you hear, that Jesus is the Redeemer and the only wise God and deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that he's provided a means. So the Bible says in John 10, he numbered his sheep. He know where they're at.
Yeah.
The gospel is taken to all nations. He that has let them hear and receive. All right.
Yeah.
Do we have another sister that she want to share anything say anything whatever the Lord
wants
in their heart? Okay.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They're the only two sisters.
Okay. Well, let's see. I was thinking today that 2023 is going to be another unusual year, but it's going to be an upgrade. It's going to be what I call an upgrade. That we're going to under the Boshata. That this year, in many areas of the true believers who are pressing in to get close to Jesus in his bosom, that we're about to see Lobo Shikasata. That we're about to behold. Let's pray God make us partakers of this. We're about to see the hand, the right hand of the Lord, begin to move in a supernatural, miraculous, wondrous way. Using people that you think he cannot use or should be used, but he's going to go to the bottom of the rung and not the top.
Yeah.
My Lord.
The people who
Thank
are still the least.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
he's going to confound the church world because he's not always going to go to the top, but he's going to go to the least, the bottom. And we're going to see people that are going to be anointed with anointing of God through Christ and works that confound many. So lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, and let the King of Glory come in. Let him come in. Let him flood your life and meet your need. All your friends, your man, devil, a president, governors, mayor, stone, let him be lifted up by exalting and yielding to what he planted in you to reveal to the nations, to your loved ones, to every person. Don't fear him.
Jesus.
Allow him. Permit him. Allow the Holy Spirit You're going to see a new move of the Holy Spirit, Narabushaka. We are going, as we submit ourselves daily to Christ and come nigh him and let him do the judging of cleansing us and judging everything in our lives that hinders and making way for the new wave of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The glory of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. I'm expecting it, Lord. I'm preparing. I'm looking for it. Just like they did in the Duval Street Revival. Just like they did, these five people started praying and fasting and waiting upon Lord for the great move of the Holy Spirit in 1906. These five people on Bonnie Bray Street in a house owned by these people, Asbury, five of them, four of them began to seek for the new expectation. So let's begin. Let's begin.
Say,
Lord, restore what you restore, bring back. Bring it back again.
Yeah.
All right, we got to thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, miracles. The messenger of the Lord says, as well as the Bible and the record of Nephi, all confirms, the angel message says in 85 and verse 9, miracles.
Uh-huh.
Witness. Miracles of God. Now, Satan got imitation. The devil will always try to imitate stuff, of course that.
Uh-huh. Amen.
You heard that witches have great power, sorcerers,
mm-hmm.
Satan worshippers.
Amen.
That's for real.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says that God does not change, but do you know that the devil don't change?
So true. Amen.
Amen.
He can't change. He can't change.
Amen.
You know the Lord God cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He is what he is, and he cannot be something else that is nature.
That's right.
He can't be what
he is. Amen.
The devil cannot be what he's not. He's sealed forever.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So let's remind ourselves that Jesus Christ gave his church the advantage.
Yes,
amen.
He's given me the advantage. Now, whether I come to it or not, find it or walk in it is a different thing.
Amen.
The thing that hinders men a lot, what Jesus said in 15th chapter, is the traditions of the elders, the traditions of men.
Mm-hmm.
The teachings, the thoughts of men, contrary.
Mm-hmm.
Satan has a band of witches and sorcery who are fasting and praying to destroy America, destroy the family, destroy the structure, to hinder the church, to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we're going to have to set our heart in faith, in prayer,
Amen.
And the authority as redeemed, risen with Christ, and cancel everything that the devil is doing to bring and the devil is going to have to respect what we do when we set our hearts together in faith and in righteousness.
Amen.
Take our stand daily.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
For the weapons of our warfare.
Amen.
The weapons of our warfare.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The weapons of our warfare, beloved.
Amen.
The weapons of our warfare, Second Corinthians 10,
yes.
Paul said, the weapons of our warfare are mighty.
Amen.
Through, not outside of Christ, but like you said, you have to abide in it. You have to be in it, bound in him, settled in him, established in him, walking in him, living in him. The weapons of our warfare
in
Christ
are
mighty.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know, if we were to train ourselves in the things that God has given us as advantage, just like people are going to the gun range and learning how to use the AR-13s and how to kill and shoot. We got to kill, shoot with the spiritual bullets against the invisible power of God.
Amen.
We got to be upgraded. We are now warriors.
Amen.
And the, listen, we don't have to walk in fear.
Amen.
The shadow is broken in pieces. That's the believers that covered by the blood and the Holy Spirit don't have to walk in fear.
Amen.
So, upgrade. As we pray, Lord, bring us to the upgrade.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The angel message says in 89 message in the take new courage.
Yes,
are you ready
Lord.
To take new courage and new faith? Wherever you are, if you're in Christ or you're outside of Christ, first receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Then ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Now you can be baptized with water. Get ready to put on your armor.
Amen.
And fight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
The Lord has designed that we win and not lose.
That's right.
I said the Lord has designed and planned that we should not lose. Now, we fail at things, and we fall at things, and we try to be overthrown by things, but he has not designed that you should fail. That's why he said, get back up.
Amen.
When the football players get knocked out of bounds, get back in bounds.
Amen.
They get hit and blocked. It's just that that young man that was sent to the hospital from the Buffalo, see, he's rebounding. God know how to bring you back. See, in the spiritual things and in natural things, he's abounding with life now. He's coming back.
Amen.
So I know how to do that in the spirit world. When people get injured or hurt or broken or overthrown, he can give you a miracle. And so wherever you are, you can abound again.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
That I receive it in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
they
Lord Jesus.
Player, they thought it was over with for him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know they probably had given up on him. But see the miracle.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See the miracle God showing you, even to him in the football world. He's getting better attention to the football world. He abounded because of the prayers and intercession of the saints.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, worthy is the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lamb. Let's look and expect Jesus to be the
Lord.
Jesus of the New Testament.
Thank
Let's
you,
the New Testament Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Not the traditional Jesus, but the New Testament Jesus that we read.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, Jesus.
We
Thank
come
you,
to
Jesus.
The end. We welcome everybody in the part of the world to hear the word of the Lord, the message of the gospel, the restored message, the restoration of all things. We hope today, that today, wherever you're standing, whether you're in sinking sand or trouble or distress, overtake them.
Yes,
lift up
Lord.
Your heart, lift up your faith, lift up your voice. If you can't lift your voice,
Lord
just speak. Slatterly, Lord Jesus, I am here.
Yes,
I
Lord
welcome
Jesus.
You. I open
Thank
my heart
Jesus.
And my life to
yes,
receive
Lord.
You as the
yes,
answer
Lord
of my deliverance,
Jesus.
And my salvation, my hope.
Thank
for me
you,
and my
Jesus.
Children and my nation.
Yes,
he
Lord
will.
Jesus.
He
yes,
will.
Thank
Certainly.
You, Jesus.
He has planned. He
yes,
has planned
Lord.
For you to know him and redemption.
Thank
Love
Jesus.
You all now.
Thank
this is the Church of Christ, Elijah Message. Thank you, Brother Nate, our moderator.
Thank
Listen to him daily at 7 p.m. Talk Block Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you,
Amen. And once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.